that could be the toughest part of any business that's growing quickly, because it seems like there's never a perfect time to do that infrastructure because there's always a thousand other things to do. And we took a conscientious effort, maybe just a year and a half ago, to really build out that infrastructure because we grew much faster than we expected.
Something you were saying earlier when we were chatting before the interview that I would love, because you talked about the infrastructure you're building and how it helps support some of the things, was finding the time to kind of keep that focus on what you needed while also running the business. How do you decide on what infrastructure you're building? And how do you go about doing so?
And that could be the toughest part of any business that's growing quickly, because it seems like there's never a perfect time to do that infrastructure because there's always a thousand other things to do and everybody is wearing many hats. So we took a conscientious effort, maybe just a year and a half ago, to really build out that infrastructure because we grew much faster than we expected. And it really was hard to find the time and resources to build that out. So in the last year and a half, and I will kind of summarize what our pain points were. So our order volume grew very heavily. So we were having a lot more orders. And when you have a lot more orders, it's not just sales calls. It's also 2 weeks later, people are having problems. The item's not working or it arrived damaged or whatever else it could be. So you're not just having that initial spike of more people wanting to place orders. You're having weeks, if not months, of handling returns, handling everything that goes with something that arrives not as expected. So we didn't really have a way for our customer service reps to be organized. We didn't have a task manager that they use. We tried to get some off-the-shelf task managers, and they were just kind of clunky and complicated. And they didn't sync with Shopify very well. So it's hard to have our reps, okay, here's an issue. Let me go to this other screen and type everything out manually and then keep track of it in a certain way. So what people were doing, even up until a year ago or even less than that, they're just writing it down on the notebook. So if a customer calls and there's an issue, they would write down the order number. They'd write down the issue. They would reach out to the manufacturer because a lot of times it's drop shipped. It's not us particularly that's taking care of it. We have to reach out. Yeah. We have to wait for a response. So as you'd imagine, especially when it got busy, it was very difficult to manage. So that was probably our biggest pain point, is the order volume as we scale. So we hired a couple of developers in the last year that have been great and basically built out our own software that syncs with Shopify for the task management. Yeah. So if we get an order and the customer service rep is in Shopify, they just have to click one button and it creates a task and it pulls all the customer information, all the order information. They can select what the reason is. They can even email the manufacturer and the customer directly from that task manager. And then it creates like a calendar where they can push it out for 2 days and then it'll alert them if something is overdue. So it makes it very easy to keep track of. So that was something that we did. We're trying to essentially automate as many things as we can, or at least remove manual data entry. On the Google Ads side, as you scale, there's also a number of issues that can happen. One being sometimes for no apparent reason, your ad spend just spikes and for certain products. And by the time you notice it, you've spent hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And it's difficult to keep track of. Yeah, it can happen. And it could happen the other way, where for whatever reason, a great selling product just traffic goes down. Maybe you got undercut on price or perhaps there's something else in the algorithm. So we created some software too that syncs with our AdWords and it'll alert us for one if we've been undercut on price. So it's a price scraper, but it'll also alert us on the SKU level if ad spend over a 1 or 2 day period spikes up. And we can change that window. Yeah. So we can do it on a 7 day period, we can do it on a month period. So you can see, okay, these SKUs for whatever reason, traffic went up a few hundred percent, but conversion did not. So if they're going in opposite directions, then we know it's either something algorithmic that's wrong with Google or something else, but at least we know that it's an issue. So we can go and adjust that before we're spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars before we figure that out. And then the other way, if we stop getting traffic for a certain item, we can go in and see why that is and correct it. quickly.
What? Google, you know, suggested automations for the Google Ad Platform causing problems. I can't ever see that happen. Isn't this like the most easiest platform ever? Really not?
Yeah, it's hard when interests aren't always aligned, right? I mean, their goal is to have you spend more on ads, and your goal is to have a higher conversion rate and a profitable ad spend. So it's not 100% aligned there, obviously. And we had that same issue with agencies. So when you use an agency to manage your ads, they just take a percentage of ad spend, and they don't really care what your conversions are. So you're not aligned there either.
Yeah, it's something, because I was back when I had my agency, and then I do it sometimes, take a percentage of profits above an ongoing baseline. That way, the money I spend for my clients, I get back only if we make a profits. But yeah, it is really hard. And it's a harder type of relationship to get something more than that basic, like, if you just want easy, most of the agencies are just going to like, hey, we make our money because we spend your money. Like anything worthwhile, you have to find that extra level where you can kind of build a logic to it, and that takes more work. I like how with the alerts, because I know when I talk with folks, they're seeing their SEO goes up, but their impression levels on their ad spends disappear, or vice versa, or all these things. And it just seems like there's no real straightforward way of how they're displaying information. They're trying to keep it more to the system. So by having these alerts, now, are you going through APIs, third-party tools? How are you going about creating these to gain access to the Google data?
So it's an API connection between Google and our custom-built platform. And then so our developers just kind of tailored the alerts and the screens and what we can toggle and see. And because we have over 4,000 products in Google now. So if one or two of them have some issues, either spiking up or spiking down, as you can imagine, it's going to take us probably weeks before we even figure that out. So this just lets us organize high to low. So we can organize, okay, what are the top 10 products that have a highest percentage up or highest percentage down? And on the same screen, we're able to see if in that same time, conversion rate or revenue went up or down for that product. So if it went up as the traffic spikes, then you're okay. That's what you want. But if it stays the same or goes down as your traffic spikes, then something needs to be adjusted there.
Since we talked about the infrastructure and so that process of incrementally getting there, you have a background in doing Google Ads, and then you're starting to get your team working on it. You guys are growing in the past couple of years. When did you decide, and has this been incremental, or was this like, oh, we are an internal product that does this for ad spend? How did this come about, and how are you building it over time?
So when we brought on our developers, it wasn't particularly for anything like this. We just have our internal conversations and we discuss how can we improve things? How can we improve efficiencies? And for me, since I'm the one that manages most of the ads, I just threw out some of these kind of far out there ideas that I had that would help me, not knowing if this was doable or not with that API connection. And they told me, yeah, it should be no problem. So we created our first version of this several months ago, or maybe almost a year ago. And we realized that we need those alerts, because without the alerts, it also kind of becomes this a jumbled thing where you sometimes have time to look at it, sometimes you don't. So every morning now I get alerts on the price cutting tool that we have. So it'll say, essentially, if we were the lowest price yesterday, but we're not today, that's going to come up on my alert list. And that's going to, so I know that there's some products that we just can't compete on price. So there's no reason for those to keep popping up. So it's only if it gives us a change. So it'll tell us if yesterday we were the lowest, but today we're not. So we can go and see maybe one of our competitors undercut us on price. And same thing on the AdWords tool. So the first iteration, we didn't have a custom time frame that we can do. I think we just did maybe one day over the following day. And so we're like, okay, it'd be nice to have maybe look at a week at a time or even a month at a time and see. There's two reasons really why we have this tool. One is we want to catch in real time if something spikes or something drops. So on that, it's good to look at that every day. But then we also want to look over a long period of time. This product sold really well last month as a whole, but this month it took a big hit, or the opposite. Why was traffic going up? So we were able to look at really any period of time that we want. And so we can extract trends from it to see, and it even can help us look on a product category level that, okay, these product categories have been spiking for the last several months. So more and more people are looking for them. So whoever does our procurement or picking up brands that we sell, we can tell them, hey, let's take a little more look at brands. Let's take a closer look at brands within this product category.